You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing, interesting, exciting content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Peter Felix is in the house. Neighbor Works Orange County. Welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you for having me. I heard you had a lot of people calling or tweeting you saying, hey, Peter needs to be back. So thank you.
All the time.
Thank you for having me here.
I'm glad to have you with us, and we're going to keep doing it. As long as you keep tweeting and you keep sending me those Facebook messages, we'll keep having Peter come back in. See if he'll share some great information with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. A lot going on in the news today, but before we get to that, I love to look forward to doing radio. We get to chat about what might happen in the future. The beauty of radio, this is great. You know, when you're a economist or you're dealing in the stock market, you make these predictions. Radio is the same thing. You make predictions or you make comments. If they are accurate, you get your intern to clip them so you can use them in the future. If you're not accurate, well, you just kind of forget about it and go forward. But one of the things I do know for sure today, National California Strawberry Day. As opposed to some other strawberry day, but California Strawberry Day. So if you're going to the store looking for some strawberries, add a little shortcake below it, a little whipped cream on top of it, just the way I roll. Well, if you look at me on ronsiegelradio.tv, you'll notice how I roll. But that's the way to do it. You got to make sure, though, that the strawberries are California strawberries. I also shared this one on all the social media channels this morning. National Common Courtesy Day. I wonder if we're going to be able to hear that from Donald Trump, understanding that maybe he can be courteous just a little bit. French Bread Day, Single Parent Day, and Fragrance Day. That's for those folks with a little bit of body odor, a little bit of National Fragrance Day. Those of you watching on ronsiegelradio.tv are seeing Peter here just double-checking to make sure he's got his fragrance on today. Having a little bit of fun in here, moving right along. Wow, lot going on. You know, housing, I don't know if you're following this number. Single family homes, the sale of single family homes fell 7.1% in the month of February. Fell 7.1% to an adjusted number of 5.08 million units. Missing the expectations for 5.32 million units. Why do I bring that up? Do you care?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Well, the reason that the sales are down, it's pretty simple. There's no inventory. It's very difficult for people to find. I've chatted with several listeners. Say, Ron, I just can't find a house. And I said, you got to have a great real estate agent. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But sometimes right now, the real estate agents have to go out there and find the property that's not even listed if you want to buy a house, because people think they have there is no equity, which is wrong. I'm going to tell you that right now. more people have equity than believe they do, and more people have significant equity than believe they do. That's why we tell you every day, if you text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564, we'll give you a free report talking about the equity you have in your property. But you got to talk to a real estate professional or send in the information. You don't really have to talk to them. I don't talk to them either. Well, I do when I vet them, but, you know, that's just a different issue.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Right. So here's the issue. We want to find out how much equity you have so you can sell your home and move to a bigger one. Because you take that equity and you move it up and you make more money. You make more money. I like people that make more money. And think about this concept. There are a couple of ways to make money. One of them is pretty obvious. Go to work. Work hard every day. That's one way of making money. Now, if you are a simple person like me, there is another way of making money. You get your money to work for you. That would be investing in your own home, paying your mortgage, not somebody else's mortgage, no renting here. Peter, maybe we should put up a big sign behind us here. No rent zone.
No rent zone. That would be a good one.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Hey, we don't want rent. I know sometimes you have to get started, but here's the issue. Our friends over at VIP Mortgage have a program, one day at a short sale, one day at a bankruptcy, one day at a foreclosure. If you've had some of those distressed issues that we're going to talk to Peter about, you don't have to wait. You can buy now and stop renting. Are you going to pay a little more in interest? Yes. But think about this. 2004, 2005, 2006, those of us that were in interest then, or in real estate then, we were pretty average, 7.5%.
Yes.
Pretty good number, 7.5%. You see, probably see a bunch of people coming that you're helping that were in loans from them.
Yes.
That are paying 7.5%, 8% interest.
Yeah, we still have people coming into our office asking for modification assistance. And when we look at the notes and the papers, 7.25, 6.75. I mean, it's very, very normal.
Yeah, okay. So there's the exact thought right there. People are still paying those numbers. If you have one day at a short sale, bankruptcy, foreclosure, in many instances, guess what you're going to be paying? I don't know, 6%, 7%? Not such a bad number to get back in the game. Now think about this. CoreLogic is saying in California, our property is going to appreciate by 10% in the next 12 months. Not a Ron Siegel radio number. That's CoreLogic, one of the most reputable forecasters in the country. They're saying 10.4% in California, 5.2% nationwide. You go out and buy a $250,000 house. What that's saying is, if their numbers are right, you're looking at $25,000 appreciation over the next 12 months. Now, I don't know about you. I think most people would be very happy to get a $25,000 raise for the year. Extra $2,000 a month. And that's by making your money work for you. Actually, in this instance, there are many ways you don't even have to have a whole lot of money to make it work for you. Veterans, you need nothing. You need your DD-214. Walk in. That's your payment for buying and getting a new house. There are 3% programs, 3.5% programs, down payment programs. A lot of assistance programs out there. Think about those. Just a thought. We're going to talk more about that and a couple other items in the news. I saw this article this morning. It's something I've shared many, many times. Joseph A. Bank has nothing to do with real estate, but I like to share this just because I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. Joseph A. Bank showing that they may lose $1 billion this year. $1 billion. Now, have you ever watched a Joseph A. Bank commercial? They basically say if you buy one suit, they're going to give you the rest of the store free. And I just don't understand that. You buy one, you get two suits free. And I don't like suits. I got rid of them when I left Merrill Lynch. Sorry, Peter. I'm not a fan. I don't, you know, if I can get away without wearing a suit, I am much happier. In fact, if you looked under the table, you might see me sometimes wearing shorts. Just saying, no one looks under the table. But here's the issue. You know that if somebody says buy one, get three free, they're charging you too much for the first one. Now you know, I guess a lot of people are catching up to that idea, and they're looking at losing $1 billion this year. So watch advertising. When you see something that sounds like it might be too good to be true, likelihood that it is, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. It's never too good to be true. We give you the information. We are the consumer advocate looking out for you, bringing great guests and Peter as well. great. Looking forward to chatting with you, Peter. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Peter's got an event that we're going to talk about, how a home buyer education workshop. How about, heard a lot of people that got laid off from Walmart. Peter's got some information for you there, too. He's got the key to your door. I wonder what that means. We'll find out. Importance of using an agent to sell your house, also to help you buy a house. What you need to know about the mortgage process. What is a living trust? Well, California will take care of it for you, or you can do it on your own. You can reach me, though, anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7745. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018-69452.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you, yes, by those area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Remember, all you need to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. You just give him your address. There's a lot of public information out there. Interesting. Public information. They can tell you roughly what your home is worth. They need to know, are you, which side of the golf course are you on? Do you have a view? Don't you have a view? When was your house upgraded last? And remember, we've got those 100% financing for certain types of home improvements. No payments until December of 2017. Give me a call. Think about that. So here's the issue. You can't get that on the online stuff. It doesn't give you that. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So the commentary this morning, and I I love when I find some of these articles because they, it's really great information for you. It's the information that you need to know. Information telling you why, documenting some statistics. I mean, yeah, I know you can find statistics to say almost anything you want. For the past 3 years, though, 92% of all buyers have used the internet in their home search, according to the National Association of Realtors. However, think about this one. The report also revealed that 95% of the buyers that use the internet when searching for a home purchase their home through a real estate agent or broker or from a builder or builder's agent. 2% purchase their home directly from a seller whom the buyer didn't know. And the reason we'd like to throw that in there, the buyer didn't know, is because sometimes a parent will sell a home to a child and vice versa. 95% of the buyers that use the internet when searching for a home purchase their home through either a real estate agent or a broker or through a professional. Buyers search for a home online but then depend on an agent to find the actual home they're going to buy 53% of the time, negotiate terms of the sale of price 48%, or to help understand the process 60%. Bottom line, if you're thinking of selling your home, don't underestimate the role of a real estate professional. And I've shared with you also, and that wasn't even included in this report. Right now, we're finding out that the appraisals are coming in about almost 2% lower than what houses are selling for, what buyers think their house is worth, 2%. So if you've got a $400,000 house, the appraisal may come in at $392,000. Does that mean the buyer cannot buy the house? No. But they're going to have to come out of pocket with more money because the lender is going to use the lower number for the valuation of the property for the collateral, and that's what they're going to apply the down payment to. And then you have to take the 100% of that extra $8,000 or whatever your number might be. So yes, you can buy it, but here's the idea. When you're using that professional, it's their job to help get the appraiser to the right number. That's the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get that report right away. So we're going to chat this morning with, last time you were in, Peter Felix, Neighbor Works Orange County. Some of these things apply to you if you're not in Orange County. Many of them do. Last time you were in, we were really focused, it was last minute, coming in and chatting about the big Orange County the Southern California Home Ownership Fair.
Yes.
Used to be called Orange County. I'm dating myself once again. Chapman University, you spent the whole day over there teaching Southern California how to get a house.
Yes, and it's interesting that, you know, you talk about that real estate report that real estate would say, who did you say did it? NAR? National Association of Real Estate Agents. How important it is to get education. That event we're having April 2nd in Mission Viejo called Show Me the Money. You can register at nwoc.org. That's our website. We're going to have a real estate agent there talking to the people saying, these are the questions you need to be asking your real estate agent.
There you go.
It's very important because how do you know that your real estate agent is doing what they're supposed to be doing?
And most people don't. And I'm going to share with you. Here's the issue. Most people make the decision on who they're going to list their house with or buy a house with by something that is it's a $5 sign. They look and they say, whose name do I recognize? Okay, well, I recognize names because they're the person that puts the most signs in the neighborhood on the weekend. That doesn't mean they sell property. That means they put signs out. Some of them sell property too, but you got to get educated. You have to know, there's a lot of questions. And Peter, I'll throw some questions out. I want to know on a real estate agent, how many buyers have they helped?
Very good question.
Right?
Yes.
How many sellers have they closed?
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
Average days on the market if we're looking at selling?
Not only that, you want to ask them, what does that real estate purchase contract say?
There you go. And that thing, right now, the first part of it, before you get to the disclosures, addendums, and counteroffers, about, what, 8 or 10 pages?
Yes. You're not even talking about, like you said, the natural disclosures that they have to give out. Agency relationship, there's so many disclosures that they give you. Yeah.
And if you try and do it on your own, you're in trouble. So first, let's go. That's the first thing I want to chat with you. I heard something about Keys to Door.
Keys to Door. Oh, that's an amazing program. NeighborWorks Orange County, we just rolled out a down payment assistance program. Normally, you have to make 80% of the area median income, but with this program, it's designed for Ron Siegel clients that higher income between 80 to 120% of the area median income. So that means people making a little bit more than $100,000 are still able to qualify for this purchase, to be able to purchase with this program. And it helps to pay for some of the closing costs, because guess what? When the values come in low, like you said,
right,
and they're no longer willing to pay for the closing costs, how are you going to pay for that?
So there's a that's kind of getting technical here, Peter.
Yeah.
Because one of the things we want to talk, let's differentiate. You've got a down payment.
Yes.
But down payment is not the same as cash to close.
Right.
So talk a little bit about the difference between down payment and cash to close.
Yes. With the Keys to Door program, the cash to close, the amount you need to take to escrow, that third party company that's helping you with the transaction becomes less, because now you have a bigger dollar amount that you need, or that you're getting assistance from. And with this Keys to Door program, it can help fill in the gap that exists.
So the difference, though, that I want you to really make it clear, because I'm a simple guy, you know, fancy terms, suits, you know, I'm simple. Now I got my Tommy Bahama shirt on and
the shorts.
There you go.
We're talking about manscaping down here too. Those legs.
I don't know about that.
Those legs a little bit.
Yeah, there we go. So you've got to, when you go and buy a house, there's a few different numbers to think about. You're going to have a purchase price. So let's just use $100,000. I'm a simple guy. Say you're going to do 10% down. That's $10,000. That's not your cash to close. The cash to close is going to be your down payment plus any closing costs that you're responsible for. Now, the seller's responsible for some closing costs. You're responsible for some. That's all part of the contract that you were talking about before, Peter.
Yes.
And it can be negotiated.
Yeah. And right? Those costs can be, and since you're a simple man, 3 to 4%, you're looking at another $3,000 to $4,000 of money you need to close.
Exactly. So now if your appraisal comes in low, you have to come up with more money. Your wife's already, and I know I'm getting gender specific. Here's the issue, guys.
Say your spouse.
Spouse, right?
Yeah.
But you know something? I've been married for almost 29 years. I'm gonna call it like it is. When it came to buying my house, I didn't get a vote. My wife got the vote. And if I disagreed, I was overruled. And I could have a little bit of vote with the dollars and cents. But when it came to the house, if she doesn't like it, forget it, right?
Yeah.
Mama makes a decision. So here's
happy wife, happy house.
Exactly. Happy wife, happy life. So here's the issue. You come in, your wife or girlfriend finds this perfect property, and the appraisal comes in low, and you're short a few thousand dollars. You have two options. You call Peter, because maybe you qualify for this assistance program. We'll see, but he'll help you. Or you disappoint the spouse. I'd rather talk to you, Peter.
Yes.
You know, right? That's the whole issue here. So think about that. And or you get a great real estate agent and you have to renegotiate, or you start out from the very beginning knowing exactly what the dollars are. Now, first step, always. Actually, we're going to roll out a program later in this year that's going to change the way of real estate is transacted. But right now, first stop. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the folks over at VIP Mortgage. They will get you pre-approved for your loan. Then you're going to deal with a real estate professional, because I don't want you, if you qualify for a $350,000 house, the worst thing you can do is look at a $450,000 house. Because in most instances, the $450 is going to be nicer than the $350. You can't qualify for it, and mama's going to be unhappy again. Don't do that. Don't set yourself up that way. So get pre-approved first, find the program that's right for you, and then you go. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about in the weeks and months to come is we're going to team up with some financial planners and CPAs, because we want to deal with this as a whole house. You know, think about this. If you go to a doctor and you say, I'm coughing, and he says, okay, take some cough syrup. Well, maybe it's allergies that's causing it, and all you're doing is treating the symptom. Same thing. If you can talk to your CPA, maybe you can buy a little bigger house, a tax professional. Maybe you can buy a little bigger house. Maybe you qualify. So that keys to door sounds great.
Yeah, definitely. And go to the event. It's free. We have a loan officer there that will be talking about some of the programs
and
that are available.
We're going to make sure you put that information right there on the Facebook page so we can – Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We got – Peter's got an event April 2nd. That's coming weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend.
I'm a little slow.
Hey, you're a simple man.
Simple man. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Peter's got a foreclosure prevention program. If you've been laid off recently, you need to know this. He's going to share all the information. We're also going to chat a little bit about the mortgage process. What is a living trust? California has a default program if you don't have one. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, the recording, the video will be right there, youtube.com/Ron Siegel 1. That would be the numeral one, Ron Siegel numeral one. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment is being brought to you by your household board of directors. Every major corporation has a board of directors. Why don't you? Well, it's pretty simple. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. We'll do a short survey and introduce you to the board of directors you need. One of the items that a board of directors will tell you that you need is a living trust. If you own real estate, if you've got kids, if you have a car, you should have a trust. Now, there are some people that don't like the idea of having a trust. They think that they can wait to have a trust. I'll share with you right now. There are no advance warnings for getting hit by a bus, getting hit by a car. Fatal accidents happen every single day. Just watch the news. If you're living in California, and I'm not giving legal advice here, but if you are living in California, either you create your own trust, your own will, or you get to go on what the state of California says is their default trust. That means the state is going to deal with your affairs if something happens to you, and they're just going to do what they want. Now, you know me, I am not a big government guy. That probably comes as no surprise to you.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I'm not a big government guy, right? Think about it. I don't want the government deciding. You want to have the trust. It's going to dictate where your assets go, who gets your assets, who the heirs are. You need to make sure it's funded. Now, there are some pros and cons of the living trust. Basically, it's a gift. I look at a trust. It's very, very, it's not the most pleasant thing to deal with. Why? Because you're going to go and sit with an attorney. I hope you're talking to an attorney because you got to do it right. 80% of the trusts are done and they're not funded properly. You're going to sit with an attorney. You're going to talk about what happens when you die or when your spouse dies. Who's going to get what? Who's going to get your car, your furniture, your assets, your retirement plan, your house, all these things. You got to talk about that. You got to think about it. You got to deal with it. But it's a gift. It's a gift to your heirs. Because when something does happen to you, and I believe the last person I heard that said they had a different way out was George Burns, and we found out that he didn't have a different way out. Everybody goes. Nobody knows when. Deal with it. Get it done for your heirs as a gift. Now, the cons? Yeah, you got to pay for it. Well, there's not another big surprise there, is it? I mean, really, you know that you need it. It is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So you got to pay for it. You got to make sure it's kept current. You got to fund it. Change the title of your savings accounts, your insurance policies. Talk to a financial planner. I'm not a financial planner. I know them. But all these different issues, they're for your benefit. Think about it. That is the Word on Wealth segment. You need the board of directors. I don't care if it's only a starter house. If something happens to you, do you want the government making the decision as who gets that house? Yikes, that's scary. Continuing our conversation this morning, Peter Felix is in the house. Neighbor Works Orange County is the name of the company. So, Peter, we talked about the keys to door. We've shared a little bit about the event. We're going to talk more in depth about your home buyer education workshop in the next segment. Don't go away. But pretty much every single month, we hear about another major corporation that's laying off people. And it's not a pleasant issue. I can share that when I used to work in the turnaround industry where we tried to go into and help companies turn them around, and you'd have to go and lay off a bunch of people. Unless you're a cold-hearted son of a gun, not a pleasant day. It's not, you know, it's not fun.
That's the worst thing HR can do.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. So if that comes up, though, now you've got a mortgage, you've got kids, you got to get food on the table. I don't want to go through all of the different issues. I mean, to me personally, I'm going to tell you, I'm not an advisor in this area. First thing, you get that pink slip, go file for your unemployment.
Yes, definitely.
Right?
I mean, you just heard in the news, Kohl's is laying people off.
Yeah. Kohl's is Walmart. You know, yes. Walmart raised the minimum wage, so 150 stores are closing. Seattle, they raised their minimum wage, and 3% of the people in that industry got laid off. You know, Los Angeles wants to do the same thing, so there's going to be more people get laid off.
Yes.
What do you do? I mean, you got a house. What do you do?
Well, not only that, when you think about what you currently make, I'm sure most of a good part of your paycheck goes towards your mortgage payment.
Mortgage or rent or something,
yes,
right?
Exactly. I mean, and when you get your unemployment check, it's not going to be that much.
Right.
So what do you want to do? You want to eat or you want to keep your house?
So I want both. Look at the size of me.
Exactly, right? So with the Keep Your Home California program that we help administer, we can help you once you are receiving unemployment and you have that first check. We can help you apply for the Keep Your Home California Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program. It's a mouthful, right?
Yeah.
Call it UMA for short.
Who?
UMA, U-M-A, Unemployment Mortgage Assistance. So we'll, with this day program, this year have $1 billion left for California. And what they'll do is they'll be able to help pay your mortgage for up to a year and a half while hopefully it doesn't take that long, but while you look for work.
So let me ask you this question, because this is something that I hear all the time.
Yes.
And it's a interesting comment. You know, Peter, I'll hear it. Ron, I don't want to buy a house. What happens if I lose my job? And my feeling is you're more secure if you own your house and lose your job. Now, we don't want to lose a job. Nobody wants to lose a job.
Right.
But you're more secure if you own the house than if you rent.
Yeah, definitely, because your landlord's not going to say, oh, it's okay, don't pay your rent right now.
Right. And the program that you're talking, UMA.
UMA, yes.
UMA, that one's not for rental, is it?
No. It's a state program funded by Keep Your Home California, and NeighborWorks Orange County is one of the organizations to help administer it. I mean, people can go on our website, nwoc.org, to get our phone number. But basically, like I said, if your mortgage payment is $3,000 or less, the state can help pay for your mortgage payment.
Okay, so if you're one of the people that Walmart got laid off.
Kohl's.
Kohl's.
TDK. Really,
who?
TDK, company that makes tapes.
Tapes.
Down here in Irvine.
A lot of different companies.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I know that the government tells us that business is great and the economy is great. You know, we still see that we're not getting any wage growth, but there are solutions. So UMA?
Unemployment Mortgage Assistance.
I better write that down because I'm a simple guy. So the Unemployment Mortgage Assistance.
Yes.
That's not just an Orange County program, is it?
No, that's a state of California program.
Okay.
Originally, the state received $2 billion, and it's gone halfway through the money already. So there's still a little bit more than $1 billion left for California to be able to receive assistance. I mean, there are other programs that they have with the Keep Your Home California, but this is the most successful one because you have your first paycheck. I mean, your first paycheck, sorry. Your first unemployment check.
Which is less than your paycheck.
Exactly. And you're able to get assistance.
Okay, so what does somebody need to do when they call you? What do they need to bring you, tell you, share with you?
We're going to need a copy of their award letter from unemployment and a copy of their first unemployment pay stub.
Okay.
And their mortgage statement, too. We can verify that their mortgage is $3,000 or less.
And okay, so what if it's more than $3,000? You get zero?
Unfortunately, for this program, there is no...
So you don't get a partial payment.
You don't get partial payment. But there are other programs.
Okay.
I mean, we can still help submit for modification. But be careful with organizations or companies that want to charge you because there's no charge for our services. So that's the key right there.
I always have to ask this question,
yes.
Peter. No charge for your services, but you can drive a nice car. How do you guys get paid?
Have you seen how old my car is?
Still gets you from A to B.
Exactly.
That's my definition of a nice car.
Yes. So we're a nonprofit organization. NeighborWorks Orange County is a nonprofit organization. We're HUD approved. So
how do you eat?
We eat because we have donations by Ron Siegel, who donates some time for us to be able to get the word out. Community donations. We get government funding also, grants.
Okay. So. Because I always like to ask, I always hear people say, well, you know, this doesn't cost anything.
Right.
But everything costs something.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you've got a family. I'm assuming that you're not an heir to the Walmart fortune or the Bill Gates Foundation, you know, one of those?
I'm still waiting for my history check to come back, and I don't know yet.
Don't know yet, okay. Yes. So, but, you know, that's a fair question for people to ask when you're looking at it. And it's one of the things, you know, that I hate. I hear these ads on TV that say it costs nothing. Well, everything costs something because everybody wants to eat.
Yes.
And if people didn't care about money, Bill Gates still goes to work every day. Warren Buffett goes to work every day. Maybe you have more money than them. I haven't seen it on Forbes, but think about those issues. So you want to ask that. How do the company get their money? How do they help people? It's, you know, they're a great organization, right?
Yeah, so you look for a nonprofit like ours. Like I said, we get grants from the government. We get donations.
Beautiful. And that's all fair stuff. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. OMA, Unemployment Mortgage Assistance. If you didn't catch that information, check it on facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. If you missed the broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1 on YouTube. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Attention homeowner 62 and older. Do you worry if you can afford to keep your home? Are you concerned about paying all your monthly expenses? Or do you simply wish you could live a better retirement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may qualify for a program that can help. It's called FHA Reverse Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government. You'll receive tax-free money. You aren't required to make any monthly mortgage payments, and you still own your home. Siegel Lending Team is a local leader in FHA Reverse Mortgages. Call free to get your free reverse mortgage guide, free custom quote. And when you call now, you can get all your questions answered by local experts. There is no monthly mortgage payment and tax-free money you can use for health care expenses, home improvements, or just live a better retirement with peace of mind. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-1990 to get your free reverse mortgage guide and quote. You'll also find them on the web at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Call 800-306-1990 now.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for a mortgage, any kind of a mortgage, all the way from the most basic of the FHA, VA, conventional, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, jumbo loans, one day out of bankruptcy, foreclosure, or short sale. VIP has all the products. But what do you need to know about the process? Because most of the times the process starts the same. And in this day and age, those of you who were around in 2005, 6, 7, if that was the last time you bought or sold a house or refinanced a house, you may know back then we had that two-step mortgage process. Can you fog a mirror? Was step one. You're approved, step two. Not quite the same today. So what you need to know, down payments, generally between 3 to 5% of the purchase price. Many buyers are putting down 10% or less. Some putting down as little as 3%. Veterans, you know, you've already paid for it. Your service was your down payment. Thank you. Income verification, credit history, and asset documentation. Need all of it. You're going to have to get a third-party appraisal. Your lender needs this to verify the value of the house. We talked about that. You need stable income and credit history. Now, notice I did not say good credit. I said credit history. Because there are programs now with credit down as low as 500 that I know about. You're going to interact with a lot of professionals during the process, all of whom are valuable resources and perform necessary roles. Steps to take. Number one, find out the current credit history and score. You got to look at it. Number two, start gathering all of your documentation. That would be the income verification, W-2 forms, tax returns, employment, credit history, assets, bank statements, all pages, even the blank ones. Number three, contact a professional. That's our friends at VIP Mortgage to help you develop a plan to determine how much you can afford. Number four, consult with your lender to review your income and expenses financial goals. Number five, talk to your lender about applying for a mortgage and getting a pre-approval letter. This letter provides an estimate of what you might be able to borrow, provided your financial status doesn't change. Get a great lender. They'll help you with knowing what could cause your financial status to change. And that demonstrates to home sellers that you are a serious buyer. Bottom line, do your research, reach out to the professionals, stick to your budget, be sure you're ready to take on the financial responsibilities of being a homeowner. That is the Mortgage Minute today, again brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Peter Felix, NeighborWorks Orange County. The website, NWOC, N like Nancy, WOC.org. And we're going to have Peter put some information that there's an event coming up.
Yes.
April 2nd.
But I think you need to do your slideshow a little bit different. You forgot home buyer education. That is so important. So, I mean, home buyer education, sitting down with a non-interested individual who will help guide you, asking the right questions to that loan officer, the right questions to your real estate agent, so you can understand the difference between an appraisal and an inspection.
Big difference.
Big difference. What a budget is, very important.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that goes back to the same thing. That's all part of your household board of directors. You know, that, and it's great that you bring that up, Peter, right? Because the concept here is really, it's not that difficult.
It's not.
But most people make it more difficult because they think, here's a perfect example. How many people think that they have an advisor helping them with their 401k? Right? Most don't.
They don't.
Right? They say, okay, my employer says I should put 3% or 4% or 6% into the 401k, and I'm going to pick what that gets invested into. They give me a menu. And I'm going to pick what it goes into.
Multiple guess.
Pardon?
They do multiple guess. This one looks good. This one looks good. This one, okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, they look and say, okay, last year this earned X. So it means it's going to do that this year. Generally, it doesn't. Right? So you need an advisor. And all of these people are part of your household board of directors because financial planner, CPA, tax, home workshop. This workshop is a great thing because think about that. You don't know what you don't know.
Blind spots.
Right. And so many of us, where do we get our advice? I love it. Seniors. I talk to seniors all the time. Where did you hear about when you should start taking Social Security? Well, my neighbor who has done it once and may or may not have the right answer in their situation is definitely different than yours.
Yes.
Every person that goes into your workshop, I would guess, and I don't know any of them, But I bet every one of them has a different story.
Everybody is very unique, yes.
Right?
And the thing that they love the most is that when they come out, they're educated and they have the tools that they need to make the smart buying decision.
They have that light bulb went on.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they figured, okay, well, you know what? I understand about what Ron was talking about the other day on the radio about talking to a financial expert. I'm glad I went to NeighborWorks Orange County because they helped guide me through the right process.
There you go. And where's the event at?
It's going to be at the Mission Viejo City Hall, okay. Saturday, April 2nd from 12:30 to 3:30, and it's free because it is
my favorite price.
Exactly. Well, you know, I do have to say thank you to Bank of America because they sponsored it. You know,
Peter, you know, you're not allowed to put
I know. I'm sorry about that. Peter. Oh, my goodness. However, though, this event is free.
Okay, the event is free.
The event is free.
And it's being sponsored by?
By Ron Siegel. Look at that. Ron Siegel sponsored it, and we get the buzzer. No, but it is a great event for you to get some basic information and orientation. Look at it that way. It's not the entire day. It's only a couple hours.
Exactly, and I don't think there's any programs going on there. Either. Might be a Final Four. I don't know. I should know that, being that we're our flagship station, ESPN Radio. So, but it's being us on the bottom line is we like to bring great information. Our whole focus is how do we share the great information so that you can make a decision. Peter, I said this once before, and I've had people that have challenged me on this, and you and I spoke about it a little bit in the last segment. If you own your own home, you control your destiny.
Yes.
Right? If you lose your job and you're a renter, you're probably looking at 90 days to get kicked out of your house.
And messing up your credit,
exactly. Now, when you go through the foreclosure prevention program that Peter was talking about, because I know that's a lot of people still having distress. Are you getting a lot of calls?
Still getting a lot of calls, people for just asking for basic assistance, even besides the Keep Your Home California program. We still have a lot of people coming in saying, you know, I've been working with my lender for a long time. They haven't approved me. They keep losing my documents. Can you guys help? And we definitely are able to assist them one way or the other. We never guarantee an outcome. And we never tell you not to pay your mortgage because, first of all, that puts you in a really bad situation. So we take your...
And I think it's illegal for somebody to tell you not. I'm not an attorney.
Yes.
But I believe it's illegal if somebody tells you don't pay your mortgage.
Exactly. So you always want to be careful of those individuals. And we still get a lot of calls, people coming in just for general assistance with the modification.
So are they doing modifications now?
They still are doing modifications, but, you know, reality is about 20 to 30%. Get approved. You know, when you're working with a HUD-approved nonprofit like we are, your chances are a lot better. That doesn't mean you'll get one, though. So just be clear
with that.
No guarantee.
And you know something that's a lot better when you say no guarantees.
Yes.
Right? Because you don't know the guidelines change. Everything changes in our society.
Yes.
Right? The only thing that is guaranteed through the process is you're going to be able to talk to somebody who knows the programs, who's educated and experienced, and it's going to work for you.
Yes, definitely. I mean, right? We've been doing this since, I would say, too long.
Well, and you know something? People think that the loan modification is something new. They've had workouts at banks for probably as long as banks have been in existence. So it's not like it's a real new program. Getting some guidance, getting some assistance from a nonprofit organization that's out there, knows who to talk to. They can pick up a phone. Let me ask you this. Maybe you've got your loan with Wells Fargo or Chase or Bank of America. Do you know the name of the person to call that might be able to help you?
NeighborWorks Orange County is who you call.
Right. Because most of us don't know the person at those big institutions. You're going to go through a whole phone tree. But NeighborWorks Orange County, there's other organizations like Peter's in other counties because they're Orange County.
Right. We're part of a national network.
Okay, so there it is. Go to their website, and if they don't have the information on there for your county, maybe they can put you in touch. I don't know. Maybe they can put you in touch with your county, whoever's helping in San Diego. We're going to have Peter or somebody in his office put the information right there, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, for the event that's coming up April 2nd, 12 to 3:30, Mission Viejo, Home Buyer Education. Now, once you go to the Home Buyer Education, what you can also do is text HBG to 79564. Once you finish there, text HBG 79564, and we'll send you a free guide that says things to consider when buying a home. We put one out every spring, just the same cost as the seminar.
Free? Oh, my free. God. My favorite word.
Exactly. So you can get both of those. You can go and spend the day with Peter. Get the guide free, HBG79564. We'll put them both right there on Ron Siegel Radio and set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.